Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're back live into the second hour. We got a great guest coming up here in a few minutes. Steve Quayle will talk about just the geopolitical scene and New World Order. Continuing with your phone calls. For those that just joined us or heard the last few minutes of the last hour, I don't believe Colonel Sanders runs the New World Order of Kentucky Fried Chicken. That was a joke, and I can't remember the name of the film. I was on Coast to Coast AM, and a caller called in razzing me, going, yeah, it's the, you know, the trifecta, the secret group that runs the New World Order, and he was joking, and I go, oh, yeah, you mean the Mike Myers movie. I forget the name. He's like a crazy Scot. Living in New York, and he's making fun of his grandkids, and he goes, look at the size of that head! And, you know, the kid's got this giant head. He goes, it's own weather systems! And then he talks about who runs the New World Order, and he makes the Pope, the Queen, the Gettys, and Colonel Sanders with his wee bitty eyes. So, it's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe somebody will call in and tell me the name of that movie. We can find that clip online and play it. It's pretty funny. But real quick, Tim, finish up what you were saying.
Oh, yeah. Last night, I know you were busy working, but old Ferret Face Scarborough had this.
Talk about beady eyes.
Yeah. Maybe you could put his pictures to that audio. That would be great. Anyway, Scarborough and this guy, I think his name is Len Horowitz, were just grilling this doctor. I can't remember his name. He was from the University of Texas. And it was another total assault on the First Amendment. Apparently some college professor out in Colorado somewhere was being charged.
Were they grilling
with
Robert Jensen?
Robert Jensen, yeah, that's him.
Oh, that guy's a real piece of work. I mean, that's what they do. The globalists will set two pieces of garbage next to each other and then have a debate and then make you choose which piece of garbage you want to listen to.
Yeah, I was
Robert, wondering. I mean, I knew who they'd have on. That guy's a globalist. I mean, see, I guessed who they had on.
Yeah, I was wondering.
And then Ward Churchill is little better.
I was wondering if you had what you thought of him.
What they do. I'm aware of the Ward Churchill comments about 9/11 happened because we oppress indigenous peoples. No, Mr. Churchill, you're playing into the phony socialist garbage. It happened because the military-industrial complex engineered it. And don't say the people deserve to die in the towers. They were good people, and those firemen were heroes. So see, that's what they do. That's how the left-right paradigm works. They set a piece of garbage up against another piece of garbage, and then you choose one of the pieces of garbage. No, I don't choose Robert Jensen, and I don't choose Churchill, Ward Churchill, and I do not choose Beady Eye either.
Trust
me, Beady Eye is the worst.
You were talking before about the civilian casualties and that, and I remember I heard Colin Powell did a thing where they asked him about the civilian casualties, and his response was, well, we don't even count them.
No, they don't. That's the first thing they did is, thanks for the call. Let's go ahead, and I was going to talk about that later. I'm glad you brought it up. Let's go ahead and talk to Linda in Missouri.
Alex.
Hello.
I'd like to put out two national red alerts.
Red alerts?
Red alerts.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Okay.
Okay, Rob and Paul's free phone number first. 1-888-322-1414.
That's his legislative update.
Right. And it's about the children, you know, our new freedom initiative.
Yeah, I read part of his alert 2 days ago. That's a good idea. Give me that number again. The network used to air those once a day or twice
a day.
Well,
you've got to get this out today and any day before it goes off the
air.
Okay,
just give me the phone number again.
1-888-322-1414.
Yeah, maybe we'll call that and play that on air, but finish up what you were saying.
Okay, the other alert has to do with...
It does. Has to do with that?
Has to do with Senate Bill 3.
You know what? I'm going to calls later with Steve Quayle. If you want to hold and talk about it, then that'd be great, because I want to hear this from you.
Okay.
I don't want to shortchange you. Linda, I appreciate you. We'll be right back on the other side of this quick break.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle. Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, here we are, 8 minutes, 30 seconds roughly into the second hour. It is Friday, the fourth day of February 2005, and we got a lot of news to talk about in the next hour and a half or so. We're going to have our guest, Steve Quayle, with us, and of course, we're also going to be taking your phone calls. Steve Quayle is an expert on the New World Order. He's been broadcasting for a decade, written best-selling books on survival. And he's well-versed on the perils of the New World Order, as well as the occult aspects of the globalist hierarchy. And, Steve, it's great to have you on with us, my friend.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's a delight and joy to be on with you at this time of day.
Steve, for people that just joined us, that for the first time ever tuned in, say listening to us in Chicago right now or listening to us in Austin, Texas, and they're saying, what are these guys talking about? What is the New World Order? What are we societally facing?
What we're facing, Alex, is an occult-based world governing body that seeks to destroy 5.5 billion people off the planet and to insert a new creation of their own making called transhumanism, or a transhumanistic creation. What it is, it's some of the most evil, wicked, supernaturally determined and funded entities that control the politics, the finances, and the entire religious system of the world at this point. It's basically the book of Revelation unfolding right before our very eyes.
And at the very same time, a lot of the so-called big establishment Christian churches are saying microchips aren't bad, and the big national talk show hosts are saying, take the microchip, and they're saying, world government's good, let's accept it.
Well, you know, you and I have been on the radio for over a decade warning people of all this stuff, and Alex, don't you find it interesting that right now, everything we've talked about a decade ago is right in our lap, and now you've got people making excuses, especially mainstream Christians, that, oh, this can't be the mark of the beast, this can't be the world government of the Antichrist, because we're supposed to be gone before that all comes. And I submit to you that the pre-tribulation rapture has pretty much not only isolated reality-based Christianity, but it's also put the entire church at large to sleep. That's why we see all these things going on, the freedoms that we once enjoyed as Christian America. You detail all of the different assaults on America, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights daily on your website, but and talk about them too. But again, Alex, right now what people have got to understand is we're not approaching the midnight hour. We're in the midnight hour, and it is a future that is so horrid, so wicked, so dangerous, so deadly, so frustratingly freakish, that most people simply can only grasp the things that you talk about or I talk about and we talk about together in tablespoonfuls, because, you know, again, we've tried for a decade to tell people, look out, folks, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. Now all we have is one statement. It's here.
Well, you know, you talk about the rapture movement, and I'm not going to get into debates with people about whether it's pre, post, you know, whatever. My only point is this. When Hitler was slaughtering Christians, they weren't raptured. When they're killing Christians in Sudan, they're not being raptured. When the Romans killed thousands of Christians, hundreds of thousands of Christians, when 11 of the 12 disciples were killed, they weren't raptured. You know, we're told how we go through trials and tribulations, but then I know so many good Christian people who just say, oh, I'm glad they're talking about the ship. That means we'll soon be out of here, teleported out of here. And bottom line, regardless of what's going on, I have a responsibility to warn people to fight this evil. And let's say even if there was this pre-tribulation rapture, still, if I don't warn people about the New World Order, they're not going to wake up to it. They're going to be deceived.
Well, absolutely. And again, the issue that isn't really, and I'm glad you point that out, isn't really the rapture issue per se, but what has happened, Alex, in response to your question to me, is why are 51 million Americans who profess to be evangelical Christians pretty much sitting idly by or astonishingly silent in their outspokenness about this stuff? It's like you say, you're a watchman, I'm a watchman. We do talk radio. We do the videos, the books. Everything we do is to give people information. And I tell people, look, you don't have to listen to me or listen to Alex, but at least be aware of the information we provide. And I find that when people, I challenge them. I say, look, listen to what we're doing. Look at what, for instance, in your case, the videos you produce, and then tell me logically, based on all the evidence out there, if you buy the whole lie. And look, Alex, we know the Bible itself talks about incredible delusion. It talks about a time when men are going to be lovers of themselves more than God. And what we're seeing right now, in my opinion, we've gone from fourth gear into hypersonic overdrive, and I'm astonished at how quickly people forget the words of our founding fathers, how quickly people don't get that if you're being stopped for random traffic stops and being thumbprinted, etc., and that chips and all of the technologically decadent plans that these guys have for us, it becomes obvious to me, and at least, I think it should be to everyone else, that their freedoms are being curtailed. And that's something that people have got to understand. Not only are their freedoms going to be curtailed, but in their mind, anybody who resists the New World Order or Lucifer's reign on Earth are to be basically annihilated. And that's the thing that's amazing to me, because let's say the guys who believe they're out of here before trouble happens, let's say it turns out to be mid, the issue isn't when it happens, it is, are they ready and are the people armed with enough knowledge to realize what's coming upon them? And my answer to that is, I don't think so, the majority.
Well, David Spangler, in the 1990 publication, Director of Planetary Initiatives, official UN document, no one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. And for those that just joined us, I have a news broadcast, so do you. We're reporting on the news. Understand, folks, even if you don't believe in God, which I think is very foolish, every time I study the New World Order, I study global government, it leads back to the devil. This is what they believe. Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, numerology, the occult. A few weeks ago, I was on your radio show, front page of the Austin American Statesman. We posted it on Infowars.com, as well as at your website, SteveQuell.com. They're at the Q Files, and there were witches, Wiccan witches, with Christian leaders from seven denominations of Christians, linking hands, walking in a circle, doing a chant, christening the new three, six-story buildings that are made of bronze, the new, again, it's all numerology, downtown. And folks, this is what they're calling for, world religion. Folks, even if you don't believe in God, the globalists do. They just think the devil is God. Can you speak to the admitted fact that we're dealing with devil worshippers?
Well, absolutely, because when you're dealing with the mystery religions, Alex, from the beginning of history, whether it was Mystery Babylon, the Egyptian secret societies, even within Pharaoh's court, there have always been a group of very wealthy and very initiated individuals, all the way into Freemasonry and all the way into all of the New Age offshoots, that have believed that they are possessors of hidden or arcane knowledge. When you look at the very base of this, and as you understand, you've studied it, the worship of Lucifer and the invocation of evil spirits, supernatural demonic entities, and I would say outside of the normal realm of knowledge is always invoked, or it's always projected that they possess this. And if you become a member of the group, you will be imparted with this supernatural knowledge, which brings you to what David Spangler is calling an initiation or a Luciferic initiation. So one doesn't have to, you know, take your word or my word. We just go and quote the guys that are the forerunners of this whole movement and pretty much tell people this is what it says. And then when the actions follow the 100, 200, or 300 to 5,000-year-old plan, the plan is the great one, as they refer to Lucifer, is coming on the scene. And you know what's amazing to me, Alex, is that every time we hear of the Skull and Bones, when it was both Bonesman 1, Kerry, Bonesman 2, Bush, why, you know, I mean, the press skirted it, and, you know, you dealt with it, but the mainstream just passed off and accepted a stupid statement. Well, that's secret. Well, we can't talk about it. Well, the questions are, what is secret, what you can't talk about, and is it a good thing to have people who practice secrecy of an occult nature running the government? The answer to that is they have been in charge, they are in charge. Every single one of their dates they use has a mystical or a supernatural reference point. All of their ceremonies, all of their initiations or inaugurations are all timed to send an occultic message to the brethren around the world.
Well, you're right. You know, I'm doing a film exposing the occult nature of the New World Order integrated with the police state and 9/11. And in that, I've been doing massive research on the Nazis.
Absolutely.
And in World War One, they didn't wear the little skull and crossbones on their caps. You know, Hitler didn't invent that. I have the field marshals with horns on their heads, not one point, but horns with huge skulls, skull and crossbones, you know, fool society. And this is the Germanic death cult that is Skull and Bones. This is all admitted. And I don't think people understand this. This is a cult of murder and death, of black magic.
Oh,
these
absolutely.
Are people who worship the very crack of doom, death itself.
Well, and you know, Nietzsche played a very important part and role in Germany, and these people have a love affair with death. When you're dealing with Hitler, you've got to understand that the men who were behind the scenes of Adolf Hitler were deep into the occult. You talk about the Thule Society. There was a group within the SS called the Onanerbe. And they sent their agents all over the world, Alex, to find every kind of occult or religious relic that was believed to have supernatural power. Just last year, they found a graveyard, I think, in the Ukraine, where they found a bunch of guys with holes drilled in their skull where the third eye was. And people had thought, oh, that was not real. Well, it was very real. They found the skull.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, I have lost over 40 pounds now with Vim and Vigor's Collagenate, and I'll tell you, it has made a huge difference in my life. Carla Jarrett's with me from Vim and Vigor. One of the things I wanted to mention was a few months ago, my doctor had been concerned about my blood pressure. I went back, you know, and this was like 40 pounds later, and my blood pressure was the lowest I could ever remember it being, and they just looked at it and went, oh, that's good.
We actually find that a lot. I mean, obviously there's no drugs in Collagenate, but as people take it and they're losing weight, of course, things like blood pressure improve, cholesterol improves, diabetics do very well because it's a protein supplement. The nice thing with Collagenate is it's safe to take, and then, of course, those conditions tend to improve.
Right, because of the weight loss.
Mm-hmm.
So call and order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. I've lost 40 pounds. My blood pressure's lower. My energy level is through the roof. Call 1-800-622-8446 to order Vim and Vigor's Collagenate. 1-800-622-THIN. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. 1-800-622-8446.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back live.
And
it's mainstream. We're talking rise and fall of the Third Reich type stuff, that the Nazis were totally obsessed with the occult. They would go take blonde-haired, blue-eyed men and cut their heads off and then try to use them to see into the future, or as Steve was just saying, drill holes in their head. Well, that's the Thule Society and the Thule Society and others, and Madame Blavatsky and the rest of it. And this is the order of death. This is the Germanic Death Society that is dominant now in this country that George Bush and John Kerry are both members of. And how do the so-called mainstream Christians get around Skull and Bones, Steve? I guess they say, oh, well, that was just when they were young men. But as old men, they go to Bohemian Grove and worship Moloch, and so they merge the Canaanite deity with the Germanic death deities. Comments on that?
First of all, the word occult means hidden from view and concealed. And Alex, right from the beginning of the current administration, the secrecy that has surrounded everything that has been associated with the last 4 years and will be with the next 4 years is all based on that keep it hidden from view.
Well, they reported on Bush having a fetish for secrecy.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, here's the deal. The Bible is very clear in 1 Corinthians. You cannot partake of the Lord's cup, I mean the communion cup of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the cup of devils. What you've documented in your whole series of videos is in relationship to the Bohemian Grove and especially the Skull and Bones, is that these guys absolutely are partakers of a cup of devils. They can call it what they want, but Paul had to deal with that very same mentality and the very same evil spirits when he was physically alive on earth before his martyrdom. And, you know, the thing that I think people have got to understand is that Christians, in my opinion, okay, are woefully and by an act of their free will choosing to be ignorant because, again, look, we're a product, as you and I both know, we're a product of continual mind control. There is nothing that we have that's presented to us in the mainstream, in my opinion, that's reality-based, okay? And here's a quote that one of your listeners just sent me, Eric from Austin, said this. We are, and he's quoting one of, a Bush administration senior advisors, we are an empire now, and when we act, we create our own reality. And while you're studying that reality, judiciously, as you will, we'll act again, creating other new realities, which you can study too, and that's how things will sort out. We're history's actors, and you, all of you, will be left to just study what we do.
That was in the New York Times, and that was purported to be Karl Rove telling him, hey, we'll change reality today, tomorrow, next week.
And so, I want to give that quote specifically to answer your question, Alex, because this is what's happened. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus, is secondary. You know, you and I spoke of that on my show a couple of weeks ago. You can talk about anybody, anything, no matter how gross, perverted, disgusting, wicked, hateful, pornographic, but if you talk about Jesus, you're automatically censored, as we're finding out. You saw that the judge ruled against those Christians in Pittsburgh, or was it Pittsburgh, the ones that were preaching on the street corner, and now the judge has ruled against them that it's a hate crime to quote biblical scriptures concerning alternative life.
Yeah, I know. I interviewed him. It was in the Associated Press in Philadelphia. They had video of all of it. The police had video. They had a permitted area in their own little free speech zone. And then the people from the, quote, Outfest came and got around him and screamed at him. And the police said, you made them scream at you by praying aloud. That could have caused violence, and now they're going to get 47 years in prison apiece.
And where is the outrage of the Christian church? You know, anymore I don't even use that word. I try and use a follower.
Well, it's like Bush promoting to a federal judgeship the Attorney General of Alabama, the one after Judge Roy Moore.
Absolutely. And remember when that was happening? I think you and I were the two guys saying, look at who's calling the shots and pulling the strings. You know, and outside of what, whether maybe 200 or 300 Christians, the entire Christian church. Look, Jesus talks about a time of such great deception, except the days would be short, even the elect would be deceived. And Alex, I know you must sense the same frustration I do. You know how much effort you put into this and how many times you're on the radio, your show, my show, other shows, coast to coast, and we tell everybody, look, this is what's happening. And now and then, a few people, and in many cases, quite a few people get it. But the bottom line is, this is a steamroller, everyone. This is a steamroller that's got, it's a supercharged steamroller, and basically that last quote I just says means, if you don't get out of our way, we'll just bowl you over. And as Hitler started to terminate his enemies, so will the Fourth and the Fifth and the Final Reich terminate their enemies. And remember, an enemy of the New World Order is to be put to death in the prison camps and everything else that you and I have talked about all these years, Alex.
We'll be right back. We'll talk about some politics and take calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, we're back live talking to Steve Quayle. And we're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. Steve, tell folks about your website and what you do.
Well, for the last 10 years, I've been trying to get people's attention as to the role of technology and the control of technology, Alex, by the occultists. My new book, Genetic Armageddon, is probably the scariest thing I think has ever been written, because I basically deal everything from the ancient secret societies all the way forward to the Nazis, to the currents, and to the, what I call the transhumanists. You know, in the last 24 to 48 hours, many of the foremost scientists in this realm have basically declared God is dead, their God. They're going to create a new Ubermensch or Superman, just like Nietzsche talked about. And you Christians better take note, because your days are numbered. So what I've tried to do over the years is basically talk about the things that I saw on the horizon, whether it was bacteriological, chemical, nuclear terrorism. Man, Alex, I was a lone voice for a lot of years, and you know, just with the contempt and everyone not wanting to believe it, then things changed in the Tokyo subway attack by the Aum Shinrikyo. Now, again, for pretty much that same amount of years, I would interview, as you have, some of the foremost minds in the world, guys who invented the neutron bomb, guys who were perfecting red mercury, only to be told by three-letter agencies, oh, this stuff doesn't exist. And it was interesting, as you know, there are certain shows that you do when you're quoted on Coast to Coast, or as a guest on Coast to Coast, or I am, the minute we talk about some of this stuff, immediately within 24 to 48 hours, there are stories, you know, trying to feed the sheep the antidote for the truth. So I guess my whole goal and quest in life has been to inform people, to prepare them physically and spiritually to recognize, look, this is a real time period. Whether you call it the end time, the end of days, whatever, the bottom line is tribulation. We're dealing with a group of individuals that have had thousands of years with a supernatural general whose name is Satan to place their men, their money, and their thought processes into the world's ruling elite to set up ultimately the destruction camps or the destroying camps. Some people call them prison camps. I don't. I call them execution centers. You know, when we were talking about all the foreign troops in the country, all the foreign troops in Canada and China, in Canada, the Chinese, the Russians, Mexico, all this stuff, it was all poo-pooed. Well, where would you put all those people? Then we came to the orchestrated necessity of having Al-Qaeda. And for the record, and most people didn't know who bin Laden was, I was on record stating we're going into a new crusade, because that's exactly what Albert Pike stated in Morals and Dogma about the Third World War being orchestrated to kill off the Jews, get the Jews, the Christians, and the Muslims fighting each other. And I think people have got to understand, Alex, you know, I get emails like you do, everybody wants to blame the Jews, everybody wants to blame the Hispanic, everybody wants to blame the wrong guys. Not that there aren't evil men in all those groups, but the bottom line is we've got a real important situation brewing right now where we've got, we're right at the events that have been orchestrated, whether it's weather engineering, the chemtrails. I remember talking about seismic weapons, weather warfare, Alex, 9 years ago. Everybody said I was crazy until I pointed out the 1972 and 76 Treaty of the UN. And, you know, you and I have heard Brent Scowcroft and others make statements by consent or by conquest, there will be a new world order. You've done, a marvelous job of detailing the intricacies, and now we're faced with a manipulated world war, and we need a manipulated world war so that the guy that comes on the scene will be heralded as the Christ, the Messiah, not Jesus Christ, not Jesus of Nazareth, but they need this because they need to have an Armageddon, and they've designed an Armageddon to basically thrust us into what I would call the rule and reign of Antichrist.
Well, Steve, I think the passion you have is that you hate seeing people get conned. There's nothing more painful than seeing someone buying a fraud, and then when you try to warn them, they laugh at you about it. But when you talk about bioweapons, and you talk about Ubermen and Supermen, we were talking about chimeras 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, these cross-species abominations, and then now they just come out on the news and go, oh yeah, there's hundreds of human-animal cross-species already created, and we're going to accelerate all of this, and we're planting live pharmacological crops with live AIDS virus in them in 96 locations in America, and they're just wildly racing ahead with this, and 36 level 4 bioweapons labs being built all over the country for offensive and defensive systems. Dick Cheney in the 2000 September Rebuilding America's Defenses PNAC document says we need to legitimize the use of race-specific bioweapons. All of this is happening, and then meanwhile you see the global elite arming all of these quote, rogue nations, the Pakistans, the North Koreas, the Irans, escalating this new world order. And it just makes my head spin to see how we're being set up for destruction, and how this death cult that is the new world order is having their way with us. I wanted to bring up a few news items and then get the calls. Of course, you know about the Carlyle Group now is sending dozens and dozens of combat robots to Iraq. They say that by 2010, half the Air Force is going to be drone-operated, remote control. I see the problem with this is that the globalists, this allows them to not even have humans who would disobey orders. Everything is going to shift to this command and control system where a tiny technocracy will have their own mechanized armies, and everything is having chips and tracker systems embedded in it, from our homes to our cars to our businesses to our water systems to our power grids, where a tiny elite can now get past the compartmentalization of their own people not following orders, where they can really pull off grand control, grand destruction, and then blame it on somebody else.
Well, absolutely. And the thing that, you know, the conscienceless killing, that's the super soldier that is a top secret a Pentagon plan right now. You remember Universal Soldier with Von Dahn? There actually is one of those. I think, Alex, the hardest thing I have to try and communicate is that technology is at least 50 years ahead. When we're hearing about Dolly being cloned, I've had grown men who had stopped by my office in Bozeman, Montana, crying from the defense establishment. I've never met them. I don't know them. I mean, they won't tell me their names, obviously. But they said, you need to tell the people the horror of the future. And what they're talking about is, you know, chimeras that would make Dr. Moreau's island look like, you know, a bunch of G.I. Joe people. I mean, seriously, we're talking about a group of sinisterly wicked, supernaturally empowered and financed individuals that are attacking the very creation of God. Look, in the beginning, God created man and woman. The problem now is that these entities that have been infused from the power of hell itself are going to destroy the last vestiges of humanity. And look, Jesus said it. If the days weren't short, there'd be no flesh left alive.
Yeah, they're chewing directly into the genetic code of the global biosphere and the human genome.
Absolutely.
They are systematically wrecking it. And look, now they admit it.
Yeah.
I remember 7-8 years ago, they said, oh, 2 years ago, we cloned embryos in England. Then I found public documents where they were cloning embryos in the 60s. And as you said, now they're revealing more and more. And, oh, we've got chimpanzee-human mixes in Argentina. And, oh, we've got, you know, not just spider goats, but goat humans and spider humans. And oh, most of varieties of tomatoes have cockroach in them. And just all this wild pell-mell, not worrying about what it does. I mean, I had a top scientist on 2 weeks ago, and he said, oh, Alex, yeah, sure, all these cross-species meshes, yeah, this could give rise to superviruses and bacteria. But no one is stopping it. It's a death wish.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, this is something, Alex, that I tell people. I say, look, everything that we've ever told you, everything that we've ever formulated for you to understand, meaning all of the radio listening audience and those who see your videos and hear me and read my books, is to show you that we're not where they were headed. We are at the very point of destruction implementation.
Yeah, there's a reason they're so arrogant flaunting all of this in our face now.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, you know, I went on record as talking about with Satan's sexual perversion. You know, look, here's the deal. In history, ancient history, you know I write a lot about that, Genesis 6 giants, aliens, and fallen angels. Look, all through history there's been tampering. The gods of mythology were absolutely genetically altered beings. And, you know, this is something that people don't understand. This wasn't just, quote, some guy taking an illustrative license because he just graduated from prehistoric cave art school. These entities have been here before. And Jesus said, just as in the days of Noah, so would it be in the time of the coming of the Son of Man, which we're in right now. So these people out there, and I use the word people as you know, they're a discredit to their own creation, but they're literally doing everything they can to find the ancient sites, to reanimate, Alex, the genetic DNA from these entities that God judged and in many cases sealed in the depths of the earth. And now you've got people going out trying to release all this stuff. And I'm talking the Russians are doing it, the Chinese are doing it, the Brazilians are doing it. I mean, I got to tell you something. No one would have ever thought that the fascination with fallen angels and all this stuff would be taken into a whole new dimension because they all want the DNA. And see, the thing is you and I can't exist because they want this new hypersexual, supersexual, eternal being, and they have actually found the Methuselah gene, which the Methuselah gene is the thing that the great patriarchs in the Old Testament, like Methuselah literally lived to be 969 years old. Now they're going to promise a person, they're going to promise a person eternal life, eternal sex, no ever having to face judgment, because if you don't die, obviously you can't go to hell. And the rubbing out, this is what I what people have got to understand, the rubbing out of the last of vestiges of God's creation, of human beings. And that's what all this stuff is, all the technology. It's all supernaturally given. It's fascinating to me because, you know, we went through the God is Dead movement in the early 1900s, and now you've got scientists that are basically getting better formulas from Ouija boards than they are from their physics.
All right, let me go over some news here. And by the way, when you read what Bill Joy is saying, when you read the Age of Spiritual Machines, when you read these top globalists, you know, billionaires, they're saying the elite wants the life extension technology for themselves. They don't want to give it to the general public. That's why they want this mass culling. And the God of this world, this is what they say, has told them that before they can have all this, they've got to destroy 80 to 95% of us. And so that's the grand illusion. So regardless if you believe this or not, folks, this is what the elite believes. Now, let me cover this article out of the Sydney Morning Herald. Armed robo-soldiers set for Iraq. The rain is turning to snow on a blistery January morning. And all the men gathered in a parking lot here surely would prefer to be inside. But the weather couldn't matter less than the robotic sharpshooter they are here to watch as it splashes through puddles, the barrel of its machine gun pointing that way. The Army is preparing to send 18 of these remote-controlled robotic warriors to fight in Iraq beginning in March or April. And then it talks about how it's made by a company owned by the Carlyle Group, and the armored robots are called Swords. And again, people, they're telling you about Swords now. In my film, The Road to Tyranny, made 3 years ago, I show Swords in Central Texas operating in downtown Belton. They have a, quote, drill, the police with the special forces troops blow up cars in downtown. There's children in the drill with fake blood on them, and you know, now they have drills where homeschoolers are attacking, and then we've got to, again, traumatizing the children that all homeschoolers are terrorists. You talk about re-education camps or brainwashing, this is it. And here are the Swords with their guns rolling around. I mean, again, you know, we mentioned robots. Sounds like science fiction. It's 2005, people. Steve?
Well, and let me give you one better than that, because what you're talking about, I would call that first-level robotics. Let me take you to 10th-level robotics, and this is in The Guardian today, Alex, okay? Scientists have made them walk and talk. They're even robots that can run, but a South Korean professor is poised to take their developmental steps further and give cyber sex a new meaning. Kim Jong-hwan, the director of the ITRC Intelligent Robot Research Center, has developed a series of artificial chromosomes that he says will allow robots to feel lusty and could eventually lead to them reproducing. He says the software, which will be installed in a robot within the next 3 months, will give the machines the ability to feel, reason, and desire. I'm already told by guys in that world they already exist. Now listen to this. Kim, a leading authority on technology and ethics of robotics, said, quote, "Christians may not like it, but we must consider this the origin of an artificial species. Until now, most researchers in this field have focused only on the functionality of the machine. But we think in terms of essence of the creatures. That essence is a computer code which determines a robot's propensity to feel happy, sad, angry, sleepy, hungry, or afraid." Kim says the software is modeled on human DNA, though equivalent to a single strand of genetic code rather than the complex double helix of a real chromosome.
Now, let me stop right there. The point is that they are trying to give the machines free will. Anything you're hearing about is at least 20 years old. And they're now calling biotech, they're claiming that this is really robotic. And the new big field, of course, is this merger of biotech and robotics. And they're saying, oh, the new creature is going to be a cyborg. That's why they want all these clone parts, so they can create these abominations and then claim it's a new life form.
Absolutely, Alex. And when you were quoting Bill Joy, Why the Future Doesn't Need Us Anymore, I think everybody that's listening to your broadcast must read that essay, or Ray Kurzweil's Spiritual Machines, because he ultimately, let me share with people one thing that no one has said that I know, and this is what I draw in my book, Genetic Armageddon, which I believe is the scariest book ever written, okay, that these entities, these cyborgs, will then become demon-possessed, just like when Jesus cast the demons out of the gathering demoniac and they besought him to go into the pig. Guess what? There are a lot of disembodied spirits that will come, become embodied, and when you get the willing dupes of Satan producing the willing habitations for devils, I can tell you this, there is no way that the modern man, modern mind of man, and I can't even grasp it, what that combination is going to wreak. And, you know, we saw it in the movies The Terminator, and now we're going to see the same thing, and that's exactly what we're talking about. And ladies and gentlemen, this is out of The Guardian in London.
Well, again, the elite believe in the devil, folks, and that's this is what they believe they're bringing forward. It sounds crazy, but it's what they believe. It's what they're pushing for. They're completely psychopathic and totally delusional. And we'll be back. We got a lot of your phone calls. We'll get to you. Have Steve Krell with us into the next hour. A bunch of other news. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, Linda and Ken and Howard and Ian and Lenny and everybody else, your calls are coming up. And I want to make it clear, you know, I focus on the real things I can prove, on the things that are demonstrated and admitted. And the elite are saying they're God now. They are saying that, quote, it's totally normal. We're going to take control of human, quote, evolution. We're going to merge you forcibly with the machines by 2025. That's the Pentagon's own document from 2000. They really believe all of this. Now, again, I don't know if the full extent of what they're saying, if it's feasible or how advanced it is, but they're saying it, they're doing it, they're completely out of control, and, you know, Steve covers that and documents it. Linda's been holding forever. She wanted to give us some legislative update about a bill. Linda in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Steve. You just told me the secrecy and the agenda against our bodies is going on. This is Senate Bill 3, S3.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It gives the, it's a long bill, over 100 pages, and it gives the drug companies that produce pills, vaccines, et cetera, chips, implants, what have you, total carte blanche, no liability.
Well, yeah, they already passed that a few years ago, and then it got repealed to give them vaccine liability immunity. Thanks for the call, no pun intended. Thanks for the call. Steve, comments?
Well, I think that what the scariest thing is, again, you know, one of the key signs of Mystery Babylon that God judges it for, and I believe the United States is spiritual Babylon, is the fact that we wouldn't repent of our sorcery, and that word is pharmakia. You know, it's interesting, Alex, because when you look at, and you know, people say, well, why do you do the stuff you do on ancient stuff? Because everything that's been done in the ancient times, there's nothing new under the sun, and as Solomon, the wisest guy, said, that which has been will be again. The pharmaceutical companies are absolutely a key in altering, taking away from, in my opinion, God's creation and coming into this new Superman super creation. So what?
Well,
what,
I mean, we've caught Big Pharma putting cancer viruses in the vaccines on purpose. We've got Henry Kissinger's documents from 73 declassified in 92 ordering the Third World to forcibly sterilize half their women or no IMF and World Bank money. I mean, that's how controlling they are. We've got Prince Philip saying he wants to come back as a particularly deadly virus to kill 80% of us.
Absolutely. And let me share this, Alex. When I broke the news, and again, look, when I say this, I want to share this to for people. I'm on record. Everything I've said, just like everything you've said, is a matter of record, okay? So when I say 10 years ago, I was warning about these points and saying this is what it will mean. That is true. That is what, you know, is going on. And again, when I talked about mousepox, now let me share this with you. In the last 3 days, as you know, 4 days, when the National Geographic article came out about putting human brain cells into mice, I jokingly said, great, you can shoot at them and they can laugh at you and say, you missed me. But what people don't understand is the ultimate doomsday weapon does exist. It's a form of mousepox.
Yeah, stay there. 2 years ago, the Australian government released the recipe to make a 98% fatal super bioweapon, super bioweapon, and it can be done with any mammal. And when we start the next hour, we'll talk about mousepox, then we'll go to Ken and Howard and Ian and everybody else that's patiently holding. My website's Infowars.com, and of course PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv for all my films and books and materials. And Steve, your website for folks that want to check it out.
It is www.stevequayle.com. And, Alex, they can order all my books on my website, and they can read the first chapter. And I challenge everybody that's sitting there listening to us to go, who's on the Internet, and read the first chapter of Genetic Armageddon, because this isn't stuff that I'm pulling out of nowhere. This is the guys who are the most respected men in their field. They're saying, look, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it right in front of your faces.
They're out of control. They think they're God, and I say they've gone quite mad. We'll be right back with the third hour. Your calls, a ton of news and information. I want to throw some of the topical news stories out at Steve, get his take on it.